What's up? This is Robert King from Pensacola, Florida, and my question is this: what does it take for somebody to make a conscious choice to understanding what it takes to step out of their fucking bubble and experience life?
Hey guys, Charlie here from the local podcast. Today is the 20th of February, 2018. How the fuck have you guys been? So I'm dropping by again today to reply to another great call in that I got. And you guys will probably listen to it again before this. But basically, he wants to know how the fuck you get out of that bubble. So you start living your life, start experiencing life. And first of all, the very first fucking step is noticing that you are in fact in that fucking bubble. So once you're conscious about your fucking position in life is when you are able to start making changes. So changes that fucking matter. So look at your life. Are you happy with what you're doing? Would you keep doing that for the rest of your fucking life? If not, then why the fuck are you doing it? It's for nothing. So my first piece of advice is consciously noticing that you are in that fucking bubble. So if you're stuck in a rut, you're just every single day, you're just going through the exact same fucking rigmarole of just every day. Every day is exactly the same. If you guys haven't heard that song, go and check it out. I think it's by Nine Inch Nails. Every day is exactly the same. Really fucking cool song. No, but consciously noticing that you are in that fucking bubble is the first step to getting out of that fucking bubble. Then my next fucking piece of advice is just do what you fucking love. I think it was might have been Steve Jobs, actually. Steve Jobs at his and Lord knows I put some shit on old Steve there. Steve Jobs at his fucking acceptance speech for or not his graduation speech or whatever the fuck it was. It was at Stanford. He says, if there's one thing you gotta know about life is to do what you fucking love. Whether it's fucking sucking dicks for crack or making billions of dollars, it's up to you. Whatever the fuck you want to do, you do that. First step, consciously noticing that you're in that fucking situation. And then second is making a change. So fucking find what you love and just go and fucking do it. I, for years, was stuck in a rut before I started comedy, to the point where I was just getting a job for the sake of having a job. And I was just working for the sake of working, which isn't what you want to fucking do in life. You're working to know means of an end. There's fucking no end to that. You're just gonna keep going and going and going until you fucking expire. And that's not what you want in life. You want to live your life and have some fucking fun. So what I did was quit my fucking jobs, and now I'm here doing comedy full time. So I absolutely fucking love it. Just notice your fucking situation, make a fucking change. That's Charlie's advice. I hope you guys are having a great fucking week. I'll be dropping in again later today to do some more replies to some call-ins. But don't forget to go and check out my new series, The Orange Room. You guys can find it on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/The Orange Room Podcast. Go and check that shit out and let me know what the fuck you guys think. Anyway, hope you're having a great week, and I'll talk to you motherfuckers soon.